Hi, my name is Jamie from Scribendi.com, and today I'm going to talk to you about full stops. Today I'm going to provide you with a how-to guide to full stops. If you're in North America, you may be wondering what full stops are exactly. The main function of full stops, also known as periods, is to mark the end of a sentence. Seems simple enough, right? You may be wondering if there's anything else to say about periods. So let's go over the history and finer points of this oh-so-important but underappreciated piece of punctuation. A history of the full stop. Aristophanes created a system of punctuation in the 3rd century BCE that forms the basis of the modern comma, colon, and period. At the time, however, the system was more about helping a speaker read the text out loud than grammatical rules. It involves a series of dots placed at different heights separating verses and indicating when to take a breath and for how long. Full stops evolved from Aristophanes' periodos, the dot used to mark a large breath necessary for reading a long passage. Full stops have been called several names throughout history. Chaucer called them points, while the bard himself called them periods in A Midsummer Night's Dream. No matter what you call them, full stops are most often used to indicate the end of a sentence. How to use full stops. Number 1. Declarative or imperative sentences. A full stop should be placed at the end of a declarative or imperative sentence. A declarative sentence is one that states a simple fact or argument. For example, the Green Bay Packers are a football team from Wisconsin. An imperative sentence is one that gives a command. Go to the store and buy a loaf of bread. Number 2. Abbreviations. While the rule is simple enough, there are a few uses for full stops that can confuse writers. One of the most common ESL mistakes has to do with abbreviations. Full stops are used in abbreviations and in some acronyms, and this can get tricky when the abbreviation or an acronym comes at the end of a sentence. The rule for this situation is if an acronym or abbreviation occurs at the end of the sentence, you do not use two periods. This is called hapography, which is when something is written once when it should logically come twice. He was thinking of moving to the U.S. In this sentence, it's capital U, period, capital S, period. The second period indicates the end of the sentence. An incorrect would be, he was thinking of moving to the U.S., where it's capital U, period, capital S, period, period. In this situation, having two periods is incorrect. Number 3, parentheses, also known as brackets. Full stops also cause problems when parentheses are used. If an entire independent sentence is enclosed in parentheses, a full stop goes outside the parentheses. If the parentheses occurs within a sentence, the full stop goes outside the parentheses, even if what's inside is a complete sentence. For example, Amy decided to have a dinner party with several friends, period, open bracket. However, she had yet to decide who to invite, period, close bracket. Amy had a dinner party with friends, open bracket. However, she had yet to decide who to invite, close bracket, Saturday, period. Amy decided to have a dinner party with several friends, open bracket, she wasn't sure who, close bracket, period. Number 4, quotation marks. Finally, we should note that there's a difference in American and British English regarding the placement of full stops with quotation marks. In American English, periods are always placed inside quotation marks that occur at the end of a sentence, even if it is not where the period occurred in the original quotation. It should always be done even when the quotation marks contain only a single word and even when it doesn't seem sensible. This is called typesetter's quotation, or aesthetic punctuation, and it applies to the comma as well. In British English, full stops should only be placed inside sentence-ending quotation marks if it maintains the punctuation of the original source. This is sometimes called logical punctuation. And that's really all there is to it. As long as you remember that a full stop comes at the end of a sentence, you really can't go wrong. If you are worried about your period placement, or are unsure about the differences between American and British English, our English academic editors are always here to help. This podcast was brought to you by Scribendi.com, because grammar matters.